and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
So I, I'm trying to find some audio, and I know it's kind of distracting me for a second, but there was a little mishap last night with David.
Our David the Barrow Boy.
So, you know, David's gone off and he's filling in for afternoons, and that might be his spot. I don't know exactly how that's going to work out. But he's been doing the afternoon stuff for a while. And last night we were leaving a store and it was right about drive time, like right around 5 o'clock. And I realized that in the middle of a song, David the Barrow Boy was doing a forecast.
No.
I don't know if he was recording a weather forecast for something else or what happened. But in the middle of the song, you hear him go. And he plays the weather thing, K-Fine Weather. And he goes, blah, 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 messes it up. Ha, blah, 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 blah. And then he starts it again.
Oh, no.
And I have to pick up the phone and call him. And I'm like, hey, dude, just want to give you a heads up. You're doing weather and trying again in front of everybody.
What did he say?
He was so angry. And I told you, I blame it on his legs. Because, like, they're still trying to rewire some stuff underneath our control board that fried out. And again, it's been like a month-long process, a month today. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, the only time things go wrong is when David is in the room. And that's making him so angry. Mm-hmm. And he finally said something about the fact that he's going to have to try to control his, quote, giraffe legs.
Because he kind of does have really long legs.
And we think he's touching something up underneath the board or something like that, and it's causing all kinds of problems. So,
because it's happened to no one else?
Nobody else. But he was blaming other people in the building. Like, he was blaming Colton. He was blaming people in our sports station. He was blaming Will.
Right.
All these other employees. And David's the one calling us. And like, there's a problem in here. I'm blah, 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 blah. And I think it's so-and-so. And then what it comes down to, it's really him.
So we would like to tell everyone this morning that it was David's fault.
Also, and we can't tell him this. If he listens to the podcast, he's going to be upset. But at 3:36, I got a text that said David was saying the wrong stuff on the radio.
David had a bad day yesterday.
One of our friends said at 3:36 that David had said, it's 5:56 in K-Fine Country. No. So, you know, or is it, maybe it was 5:36. Whatever the time was, he was 2 hours off. And I so I want you to break that to him
this morning. He doesn't know about that
I
yet?
I didn't tell him that part. He was having a bad day.
Sweet. I'll deliver that today.
Here's the great news. I have all of the audio, and I'm trying to put it together.
Perfect.
Because that's what friends do. We grab audio of mistakes.
And make fun of each other.
And broadcast them again. That's what friends are for.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You were over there laughing. Did you find it? Like, what is so funny?
I have two pieces of audio from David that he will be very mad at us if we play.
So his actual mistakes?
Yeah, as heard on the radio. One of them was texted to me, the other I heard. But I don't know if we should play it.
Of course we should.
But I would be mad if y'all did that to me. So maybe just by being nice, I won't play it.
No, we're playing it.
It is funny though. And everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has a bad day. And that's really the lesson we're trying to teach.
Yeah, of course.
Is it sometimes bad things happen to good people? Okay, we'll play it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I haven't played this audio for Kelly just yet. David is doing afternoons, and the barrel boy made a mistake. And the first one I didn't hear, but I got a text about it because, as all good friends do, we keep each other abreast of things that are funny.
Yes.
One of my friends, who happens to be a client, sent over a message as we were going somewhere that our buddy David was announcing the wrong times on the radio. And again, David's in the room and he's looking at the clock. Mm-hmm. Now, the first piece of audio I'm going to play for you, and the only reason I'm doing this is because Kelly is forcing me to do it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like 3:30, right? So David's only been on the air for 30 minutes. And again, remember the time, 3:30. There are people in the car who are like, picking up their kids. And you know, like, we hear a time and we're like, oh gosh, I hope it's not that time, or I hope I'm not late or whatever. So David's 2 hours early, but making people think that they're running late or running early. No, I guess
April
late.
April Fools.
Here's what David said. Again, this is like 3:30 in the afternoon. Let me see. Hang on. They've got this all messed up. Why can't we hear it? Here we go.
A girl like you on the big 107.9 KFON. 5:30 in KFON country.
3:30, David. 3:30.
Can't you see people in their cars looking down like, oh my gosh, I'm late. Or what?
What the heck is happening?
A girl like you on the big 107.9 KFON. 5:30 in KFON country.
Again, that was 3:30. So then we're out shopping, right? Again, and my wife is shopping, and I'm shopping, and we're finding stuff. And I get right back in the car, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, it's going to be right about 5 o'clock, and I'm going to be going right down Redwood Boulevard. Oh no. Like, that was, like, I didn't time that one.
Right.
So what's happening is we're playing some music on the radio. It's Keith Urban. David, I guess, decided he needed to record something, and this is, again, the live stream. This is what's happening on the air at 5 o'clock. That's what's happening. So people... There's some weird thing about when a radio station, like when something goes wrong, that to me, I turn it up because I'm trying to figure out what's wrong.
Yeah.
So then in after 2 minutes and 50 seconds of silence, we hear this live on the radio.
From the KFON studios in Jonesboro, looking at partly cloudy, partly cloudy skies for tonight.
5 o'clock. Drive time.
Messed up.
And we all do it. If we're trying to do something, we decide we want to do it again.
I do it every time, yes.
But it's so funny that to be live on the radio. Mm-hmm. And there's some wire that David is kicking, like he's kicking it or touching it or something. Yeah. Something's going wrong, and he can't figure it out. And he doesn't know when he's accidentally live on the radio.
So did you call him as you heard the silence?
When I start hearing this part.
We're looking at partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy skies for tonight.
For tonight.
I'm like, oh my gosh, don't cuss.
Right.
And I called
every
him.
Once in a while when we're recording something for a commercial or something, we get a little upset.
This call lasted 1 minute and it was 500. So literally people who just walked out of work, they got that. So if you're looking for great entertainment, listen to David the Barrel Boy, because you never know what he's going to do, if he's going to be on the air unintentionally or what's going to happen.
We love you, David.
We do?
Yes, of course we do.
Yeah, we'll see how quickly he messages us because somebody tells him that they heard that. I'm going to email that to the staff, too.
Yes, please do.
That's positivity, right?
Yeah.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
Man, social media went crazy with Tim Tebow gossip. Congratulations to Tim. He is now engaged. So, Tim Tebow, I know he sometimes gets hate from people, you know, a little bit. He was really a great college football player. Didn't have as much success in the NFL, but seems like a good dude, man. Helping people, trying to be uplifting and positive.
Yeah.
Sometimes he gets kind of picked on a little bit.
Yeah.
But he's now engaged, and he's engaged to Miss Universe. So he's not doing too bad.
She's pretty.
Yeah, Demi Lee Nell Peters is her name. She's a former Miss Universe. So congratulations goes out to Tim Tebow. And if you would like to see the engagement photos, we have those posted this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog. It's the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Gotcha gossip on Chris Pratt. Not only does he have a new girlfriend, but on his Instagram story, he announced that he was going on this Daniel fast. Now, here's what he said about it on Instagram.
Okay, hi, Chris Pratt here. Day 3 of the Daniel fast. Check it out. It's 21 days of prayer and fasting. And it's going to coincide also, coincidentally, with the Lego Movie 2 junket. So by the time you see me, I'll probably be hallucinating.
Wow, a 21-day fast.
Yeah, so basically it's about prayer, and it's a vegan diet with some additional restrictions. So he can only eat vegetables, fruits, whole grains, nuts, and seeds.
Wow.
And anyway, he mentions in the video, like you said, that by the time the Lego movie comes out and he's on all the touring stuff, he's going to be a little bit probably tired and ready to eat.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So Britney Spears, we have gossip on her. Her dad was, he dealt with a deal back in December where he had a problem with his colon, like a ruptured colon. And I guess it was kind of touch and go for a minute. They all worried about him. And basically she went out and had to tell the promoters in Vegas she couldn't do that big Vegas residency that was going to make her millions and millions of dollars because she wanted to focus on her family. And now we're hearing reports that her album, which was also supposed to be released sometime early this year, has been delayed as well. So if you've been waiting for Britney Spears' 10th studio album like I have, it doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon because, again, she's totally focused on her dad at this point. And, of course, every morning on KFine, We got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We were out shopping and...
Wow, this is like the fourth day in a row.
But a lot of mine has been returning. Hey, I got to try, you know, a different size, or this doesn't look like I wanted it to look. So we're in a place and Kai's like, I'm so tired of walking. I'm tired. I just want to sit down. So Kai decides it would be a great idea to go in the dressing room while I change. He's just going to sit there. I'm trying a couple pair of jeans and a couple shirts, right?
Did he have any type of device with him?
No device. So he's just going to sit there. Just sitting there. So I'm like, Leslie, just can you just nod? And she's like, he's tired. Just let him sit down. So he sits down in there with me. And as I'm bending over trying to put on my pants, he starts squeezing me on the belly. And he says, ooh, you have a big muscle there. And I said, son, that's not a muscle. Awkward, right? And then other people come in there and not in the dressing room with me, but in the actual fitting room, not in my room. I did not have a community fitting room.
And if I know you, you were worried and scared to death that he was going to say something out loud that embarrassed you.
To humiliate me.
Like fire.
So I'm going, Kai, and I kind of give him the look, like, don't say anything. So he starts thinking he's going to be funny, and he's going to start poking at me and stuff like that.
Because he's your kid, yes.
So as I'm taking off the first pair of jeans, my underwear was a little bit loose in the back.
No, no.
And it started to kind of to slip a little bit. Well, of course, which makes him bust out laughing.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm mortified. Mm-hmm. And most of us who have a spouse or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or who have... We know what it's like to want somebody to confirm our clothing choices.
Right.
So I decide to step out in some jeans for my wife to check them out and a tight shirt because she wanted me to try the medium, not just the large one. The large one. So as I walk out there into the hallway with other people around showing my wife jeans I know are too tight and a shirt that doesn't fit right? He closes the door and I'm stuck in the hall. Wearing these pants that are way too tight. And a shirt that's way too tight. And we had to say, Kai, open that door right now. He's sitting there giggling.
He's so your kid.
And Leslie had to give him the Kai, I'm going to give you until the count of three.
Oh, you had to count.
And you know when you start counting.
You don't get to play Fortnite when you get home. And then the door opens.
Yeah, at 3.5. So he's still one.
Uh-huh.
She's like, 1, 2. Kai, you better open that door. 3.
Were there other people still in the dressing room?
In the one next to us.
Wow.
And he's in there thinking it's the funniest thing of all time. And I raised him to be like that, so I can't really be mad about
exactly,
it.
Exactly, right.
Because I'm kind of like that,
You're
too.
You're just like that.
Kind of like mm-hmm. that. Okay, maybe just yes. like that.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Thanks for listening this morning. We're excited because it's almost the weekend.
Yes.
It's close.
I need it.
I need it too, because for some reason working 5 days in a row is a lot of work.
It's tough. Right now.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
A 31-year-old woman named Dolores was driving through downtown Milwaukee and with her friend last week, and she yelled out her window to a guy on the street. Hey, it's my birthday. Can I have a hug? Well, he said yes. She got out of the car, gave him a hug. They kind of danced in the street for a few seconds. Then she got back in the car and took off. Well, it turned out the whole thing was a scam.
What?
She only wanted to hug the guy so she could steal his wallet.
No way.
She did. So after they drove away, the guy realized his wallet was missing and they called the police. Now, they were able to track down Dolores' car later that night and arrested her along with her friend. And it turned out they had just pulled the same scam on another guy about 20 minutes before the cops found them. So, guys, if a girl gets out and says it's her birthday and wants to give you a hug, don't let it happen.
Well, depending on how hot she is.
Right, right.
Because I have no money in my wallet.
Right. So who cares about that? So they're both facing 2 counts of theft. But speaking of birthdays, what's the easiest way to remember your wife's birthday, Brandon?
Ooh, I don't know, Kelly. What is it?
Forget it once. Because if you forget it once.
Yeah, thank you.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Did you ever have posters on your wall when you were younger?
Yeah, I think back then, I think everybody did. You know? I had a Mark McGuire and Jose Canseco poster. I had a Dallas Cowboys poster.
Don't
full
be
team.
Leaving out some of those other posters you had up.
The Von Erichs. I did have the Von Erichs.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Actually got a direct message from Kevin Von Erich just yesterday, straight from Hawaii. One of my heroes as a kid.
What about your girl, Pamela?
I couldn't hang that poster on the wall. That was not appropriate.
Oh, okay.
No, but like, then there was this, yeah, there were some other ones too.
Okay. Well, I was up in my stepson's room cleaning his room last night, and I was kind of, he has this huge wall, and his whole like vision is to completely have the wall covered in posters.
Yeah.
And most of them are superhero posters.
Right.
We have some Red Wolf, so he has some Red Wolf stuff as well, but most of them are like DC characters, Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman, and then he also has some Iron Man and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I was cleaning his room last night, and I kind of start looking, and then I saw a new superhero that I hadn't actually seen up on his wall before.
Ooh.
And I'd never seen the superhero before.
Oh, it's not Aquaman? I thought it might be Aquaman.
Black Panther? That poster is in my room.
Yeah, no joke.
No.
Black Panther, no?
No.
It's a new... Oh, is it the girl? Is it Allison Brie in that one?
It's a suit. No. Not Captain Marvel. It's a superhero wearing skin-tight latex and fishnet stockings.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a little uncomfortable. Like, it's almost inappropriate.
So,
and I was like, who let him put that up there?
So, who is? Is it Halle Berry?
No.
It's not Catwoman?
No.
That wasn't fishnets, was it?
No.
Okay.
It's not Halle Berry.
I'm trying to think of who it would be.
Well.
You want me to guess?
I mean, unless you just want me to tell you.
Is she good looking?
Well, here's the thing, Brandon. It's not a she.
It's not?
No.
You said fishnets, though.
Yeah, I know. It's a he.
It's a he in fishnets.
Right. Know any superheroes in fishnets?
That are dudes?
Yeah.
First of all, I don't know if there's any in fishnets anyway. Number two, I'm not really sure if there's... Because I don't know my superheroes quite like y'all do.
All right. Well, Brandon, the superhero...
Blonde hair?
Actually, this guy doesn't have any hair.
Is it The Rock?
No.
Vin Diesel?
No.
Dave Bautista.
No.
He had scales on in the Avengers movie.
He did.
Okay.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
No, not them. It's you.
What do you mean it's me?
Do you remember that poster that I found a long time ago, and you are in some type of latex outfit with fishnet stockings,
no.
And it's a Batgirl outfit? I don't
know
where
my
stepson found it, but it is hanging on his wall. Not only is it hanging on his
wall. You told me you were
going
to throw it away because y'all found it.
I thought it was thrown away. And all of a sudden, as I'm cleaning, it's on his superhero wall.
That is disgusting.
It is disgusting.
You shut up. It's
and
not
I
that
took
disgusting.
A video of it
no,
and have
not.
Pictures.
No.
So I'm pretty sure I want to post it.
This seemed funny when we were doing a Halloween deal. And
did it.
The staff was there and we were trying to make people laugh. It seemed funny then. It doesn't seem quite as funny now.
So 8 years later, it's not as funny?
Not nearly as funny.
Well, I thought it was funny as I looked up and there you were in some fishnets.
I thought the picture was gone.
No.
Because what happened was our dear friend Lori decided she was going to go and have that printed and blown up and have it hanging in the hallway when I got to work.
It is alive and well.
It is not alive and well.
It is. And I think I'm going to post it on Instagram and Facebook.
I would rather you not.
Well, you've embarrassed me enough the past 2 weeks. I think that maybe it should be a little payback.
No, see, I think that's a bad idea. We're doing country now.
Instagram, it's Kelly on K-Fine. And on Facebook, it's Kelly Brook Perry.
Not
so
nice.
You can go. I'm going to post it here in about 5 minutes. Make sure you go and make sure you comment.
That is not nice.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, 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 time for birthdays for today. It is Friday, January the 11th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Angie Anderson of Jonesboro, Brittany France from Wynn celebrates, Jeremy Lindley, happy birthday, Angel Spurlock of Paragould, Dylan Wolf from Wynn is turning 12 years old today, and Cashton Lincoln of Jonesboro turned 7 today. Celebrating tomorrow, we have Lainey Blankenship of Paragould High School turning 16, Kim Young of Jonesboro turns 44 coming up tomorrow. On Sunday, Ashley Fox of Jonesboro celebrates. John Moore from Jonesboro will celebrate on Sunday. Olivia Brown of Jonesboro. Happy birthday. That's coming up on Sunday. Thomas Knight from Jonesboro is turning 55. Jeff Clayton of Jonesboro celebrates a birthday coming up on Sunday. Gary Williams from Wynn. We have Kaylin Bruce of Harrisburg turning 14. Love from your mom and sisters. Aaron Fisher of Walnut Ridge turns 23 on Sunday. And Barbara Bailey of Paragould celebrates as well on Sunday. And if you have a birthday today or this weekend, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Today, Australian singer Cody Simpson is 22. Kyle Richards is 50. She's on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Naomi Judd is 73 today.
Mama, he's crazy. Crazy over me. And in my life is where he sings.
Mama Judd, Naomi Judd, 73 years old today.
For tomorrow, Zayn Malik is 26. Dina Cortez from Jersey Shore is 32. Melanie, Mel C, a.k.a. Sporty Spice, will have a birthday tomorrow. She'll be 45.
Happy birthday, Mel C, celebrating tomorrow.
Kirstie Alley will be 68 tomorrow. And on Sunday, Liam Hemsworth is 29, that he's married to Miley Cyrus. William Hung is 36. That was the guy off American Idol that everyone loved.
He was my favorite
yes,
at that time.
Yes. Orlando Bloom is 42. Nicole Eggert is 47. She was on Baywatch. And on Charles in Charge.
She was a big childhood crush of mine.
Mm-hmm. Patrick Dempsey. Dr. McDreamy is 53. Trace Adkins is 57.
Every light in the house is on. The backyard's bright as a crack of dawn. The front walk looks like runway lights. It's kind of like noon in the dead of night.
If you're a man, you've probably said that to your wife and sang that song because I do it almost every day. How about more Trace Adkins?
Lord have mercy, how she
stop pointing. It's weird. Why are you doing it?
You're gonna miss this.
I love this one.
You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times. So take a good look around. Gonna miss this.
Trace Adkins, 57, coming up on Sunday.
And Julia Louis-Dreyfus is 58. Of course, that was Elaine on Seinfeld.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Dylan Wolf, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
If Kelly was a good friend, she would not have posted what she posted on her Instagram. But she's not a good friend.
I'm always a good friend, Brandon.
I should expect no less than to be humiliated on Kelly's Instagram today.
If you want to see what he's talking about, just go to Instagram, Kelly on KFIN, or you can go to Facebook, Kelly Brooke Perry. I'll add you. And you can see the wonderful video and picture of my good friend and co-host, Brandon Baxter, dressed up as a superhero with fishnets.
I thought the poster had been thrown away years ago, and for whatever reason, it's at her house.
And my stepson put it up on his wall.
So there you go. It's embarrassing. It's ridiculous. It's old. I do not dress like that on a regular basis. So
Brandon, it happened yesterday.
No, it did not. And again, everyone, for the second day in a row, if you haven't unfollowed Kelly on social media, I recommend that because there's no sense in following her anymore. It's just mean. Whatever. Unfollow Kelly.
No.
That's a new hashtag I'm putting out.
No.
Hashtag unfollow Kelly Perry.
Whatever.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
My friend Dierks Bentley is about to head on his 2019 Burning Man tour. And in addition to rehearsals, he's also spent time ice skating. So there's new footage of Dierks and his buddy John Party, who's going to be touring with him. Basically, if you've seen the comedy Blades of Glory with Will Ferrell, this is what it's going to remind you of. But Dierks is dressed in a sparkly shirt and skates, and they're skating around an ice rink while it's being narrated very dramatically, and it's giving basically tour dates.
Yeah.
And it's really, really funny. At one point in the video, Dierks lifts up John Party over his head. There's bit of probably some magic, video magic
you
done.
Think?
Yeah. But it's a hilarious video. You need to see it. It's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Hey, if you're a Luke Combs fan, like I've become a big Luke Combs fan, right? He's already in the studio recording new stuff, right? And people were asking him, hey, what are you recording? Are there any songs you played at the live shows? Because there's some shows he does at his concerts that people love that aren't released yet. So somebody tweeted saying, hey, are you going to do songs like Beer Never Broke My Heart, Going Nowhere, Dear Today, Refrigerator Door? He says all these songs that are super popular at his live shows, he will be putting out and recording for this next album. So get ready for new stuff from Luke Combs in 2019.
Tim McGraw released a new lyric video for the song A Thought About You, and the video highlights the song's theme. It's about love, friendship, and friendship through a series of pictures. This is what it sounds like.
I thought about songs that make us feel better. I thought about faith that ties it all together. I thought about now, and I thought about forever. I thought about fire and how we walk through it. The times I got it right, the times I blew it. I thought about real, I thought about good, and I thought about truth, and I thought about you.
Tim McGraw's next album is scheduled to be released later this year, and you can watch the lyric video for Thought About You by heading to the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
I love the song. Mm-hmm. The video is really good if you want to go check it out. Also, there's some new acoustic videos out from Dan and Shay. They put out Tequila and Speechless. And I didn't realize this. So many people love the song Speechless. They want to play that at their wedding ceremonies. Mm-hmm. And they were saying, hey, can you please put out an acoustic version? And we finally have it.
You say you'll be down in 5. The smell of your perfume is floating down the stairs. You're fixing up your hair like you do. I know that I'll be a mess the second that I see you.
Stan and Shay.
You won't be surprised. It happens every time. It's nothing new. It's always on a night. Tonight, I thank God you can read my mind. Cause when you look at me with those eyes, I'm speechless. Staring at you, standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me ain't a secret. Cause watching you is all that I can do. And I'm speechless. You already know that you're my weakness.
What is this? Kelly just passed me a note. It says she is thinking about getting married again just so she can play this song.
That is definitely not true.
And that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly, it's time to give away tickets to go see the Harlem Globetrotters. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Now to do this, we're going to play a game. And it's a great game. And people who have listened to this version of the show for a long time will know the way we sing this song. Clear your throat. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
A one, a two, a one, two, three. What's in store behind that door? What's in store behind that door? Pull it back, there's so much more. What's in store behind that door? Hey! It might be the most popular game show out there.
It really is.
As a matter of fact, we were voted most likely to beat Steve Harvey.
So. Wow.
I mean, he's pretty popular with Family Feud.
That's an honor.
But I'm telling you, that game right there, it's pretty big. Let's go to the phones. We're looking for caller number 7 right now, 870-935-KFINE. It's 870-935-5346. Hey, good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
Teresa.
Teresa, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How about you?
Hey, we're doing pretty good. Where are you from, Teresa?
Up in Truman.
All right, Teresa from Truman. We have Globetrotters tickets to give away. Is that why you're calling?
Yes, sir.
Well, you are caller number 7.
Hey.
All right.
So, Teresa, we're going to play our really old game. No, we're not. So, Teresa, we're going to play What's in Store Behind That Door. We're going to give you the chance to open up a door, and then when you open that door, we'll tell you what game you're going to play, okay?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So would you like to open up door 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Four.
All right. Door number 4. Open that door up, Kelly. Oh, Teresa, we're playing a game of Tune Namer, okay?
Oh, gosh.
So in Tune Namer, we're going to play the first part of a song, and you have to tell us the title or the artist of the song.
Okay.
You can do it. You can do it.
Or we'll let you sing the song if you know it, okay?
Oh, that's not happening.
All right, let's see if we can do this one. Song number 1 is this one right here. Teresa, can you identify that song?
I believe most people are good.
Boom! All right. Teresa has one. She has to get 2 more correct to win. Teresa, here comes song number 2. It's old school. Teresa, do you know song number 2?
Tim McGraw.
Boom! There you go. Teresa, you only have to get 1 more right. And here we go. Let's see if Teresa can win on song number 3. Teresa, do you know that song?
Kane Brown.
Hey, there you go! Teresa, congratulations. We are hooking you up with tickets to go see the Harlem Globetrotters 1 week from Sunday at First National Bank Arena.
Good way to start today.
You're dang right it is. Congratulations, Teresa.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Y'all have a great day.
You too.
You
Bye.
Too, Teresa.
Bye.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Congratulations again goes out to Teresa Hall of Truman, the winner of tickets to go see the Harlem Globetrotters 1 week from Sunday at First National Bank Arena. But check this out. We still have your chance to win because we have the best seats in the house.
You'll be sitting courtside in 2 Catnapper rocker recliners from Payless. And after the game, these recliners are yours.
You get to take them home.
Yeah.
All you have to do is go by our Facebook page for the chance to win, like, and share. And you could win. Facebook.com/KFIN1079. It's all brought to you by Payless Furniture and Appliances and K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You know what's not sweet?
What's
Brandon
that?
In fishnets. And if you hadn't seen it yet,
this?
You can go to Instagram.
No.
Kelly on KFIN or Facebook, Kelly Brooke Perry. I'll add you and you can see Brandon in fishnets.
Thank you very much. You're making it sound like I wore them yesterday.
I mean, that's what your wife said.
No, she did not.
She just sent me a text and said he had that on last night.
You're an idiot. Kelly, who used to be my friend up until a couple days ago, she told me years ago she threw away this poster. It was an embarrassing poster that they made. It was like a gag poster because I put on a Batgirl costume when we were at a Halloween store. Mm-hmm. So I put that on as a joke to make everybody laugh, and I posed for a photo that I didn't realize was going to be turned into a poster.
Well, it happened to be in the garage, and I didn't realize that my stepson had retrieved said poster and put it on his wall of superheroes.
So, Bruce, buddy, you're never invited to my house again. The rest of the family is allowed to come swim anytime they want, but not Bruce. And not you either, actually, because you posted this and you won't take it down. And you embarrassed me yesterday with the Ronda Rousey stuff.
Man, there was a lot of people that want to see you get beat up by Ronda Rousey.
How stupid is that?
Thrown like a rag doll.
How much traction did that one tweet get from around the country?
A lot. People I didn't even know.
Right. And like there were radio people, there were wrestling people.
It was like the best tweet of my life.
I really think it might have been your most popular tweet, and it's about me getting beat up. So the basic deal is Kelly used to be my friend, and now she's assaulting me on social media.
Yes, correct.
I did see that Glenn Moore, who is the, he hosts the Dinner with the King podcast with Jerry Lawler. So Glenn says that he took 2 chops across the chest from Rousey a couple years ago, and he was bruised for a week.
I saw that, and I believe it.
So there's no way I will allow that to happen.
I feel like she could just look at you, and you would get beat up.
And that's what Kai thought, and he told me that. I said, Kai, people are making fun of me on social media saying that I should get beat up by Ronda Rousey at Monday Night Raw.
And what did he say?
He's like, you would get beat up. I said, you don't think I could be like, I could, you know, like
hold
handle myself?
Own. Yeah.
Yeah. He said, No, Dad, she'd beat you up.
I mean, kids are honest, Brandon.
That's concerning. So the number of people who tried to get me assaulted, because Michael Hayes, who's one of the main writers from Raw, used to be one of my tag team partners, you know, he's on that tweet too. So everybody who was retweeting that, it was going directly to Michael.
I love it.
So if they're like having creative meetings about WWE, that could be in his brain.
Yep.
So thank you all very much. You can unfollow Kelly on all social media, and I would appreciate
Kelly
that.
On KFIN.
Unfollow that account if you're following it. I'm Brandon on KFIN, and I'm a much better follower.
Whatever.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's on KFIN. Good morning, 8:17. Oh, I just got a note from one of Kelly's old classmates. That was typically how a lot of stories about Kelly went.
You're so mean.
There was
this
girl.
You're just mad because everyone is going to my Instagram page to see you in fishnets. You're upset about it.
That sounds ridiculous.
Well, it's true.
It is true, and it's and I don't like you anymore. And unfollow Kelly. Today is mission unfollow Kelly
or
Perry.
Or follow me at Kelly on KFIN.
And also, if you see her tweets about me volunteering to go get beat up by Ronda Rousey at
like
WWE.
Them and retweet them.
Please don't do that. If you like me, you would not do that. If you like Kelly, you would do that.
That's opposite. I think if they like you, they're going to retweet it because they want to see you have your moment with Raw.
Right. That'd be fantastic. Yeah. To get beat up by a UFC fighter who's now in WWE, Ronda Rousey. So more than likely, I was popping up in Ronda Rousey's feed throughout the day.
That makes me so happy.
And the picture that you made is me and her, like we're going to go
squaring off, yeah.
That's ridiculous. Anyway, that's up on social media. Unfollow Kelly. Kelly on KFIN. Unfollow that account. And follow me instead, Brandon on KFIN. Got it? So I posted something on social media a few minutes ago, and we're going to open up the phone lines too, because there's a celebrity, Mandy Moore, who said, I guess she had an issue with her dog. Her dog ate something the dog wasn't supposed to eat, and the dog had to have surgery because of it.
Oh, my goodness.
We just worried about this the other day with our German Shepherd, Ace, because while Kai was busy playing Fortnite, Ace ate an entire chicken bone.
Oh, no.
And we worried for 3 days every time he was asleep that he might die.
Aw.
He didn't, so he's okay. But Mandy Moore, her dog ate an entire tennis ball. And, like, how do you pass a tennis ball?
I don't know.
They had to go in and do surgery on the dog to get the tennis ball
out. Oh, my goodness.
And you know how they are. Like, they can rip.
Yes.
And imagine you swallow. Would that be made of rubber?
Yeah. The inside of it is rubber, I think.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's hollow on the inside. So that's just crazy.
Yeah.
Though. Have you ever had a dog that has eaten something that was really crazy?
Well, the one I have now, I had bought a cupcake with huge icing on it, like towering icing. And I'd given it to my son, Kurt, and he left for a second. He's like, okay, I'll eat it in a little bit. And he left for a second. We left the kitchen. And when I came back, it was gone. And it was a chocolate cupcake. So I sat there for, you know, 45 minutes thinking that the dog was about to die, but he was one of those that it didn't affect him.
Yeah, and sometimes they say dark chocolate is worse, I think.
Yeah.
For that. We had a dog, and I think it was a boxer, and boxers are kind of hyper dogs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think they're beautiful, but they can be pretty rambunctious. And we had one when Kai was young, and I can't remember what the occasion was, and it might have just been me making my famous chocolate chip cake, my chocolate chip bundt cake. I'm good at that.
Mm-hmm.
That dog, while we were gone, knocked it off the counter and ate the entire cake.
So like, you like waited on him something to happen.
Yeah. Because I thought this is going to be it.
Yeah.
This dog is done.
And my dog eats weird stuff like Brussels. Like I was roasting some Brussels sprouts. One rolled off the counter and he ate it and looked at me like he wanted more. What
really?
Kind of a dog wants Brussels sprouts?
I mean, have you ever tasted kibble?
No.
You might want Brussels sprouts too. What's the craziest thing your dog has ever eaten? That's the question today. It's up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFIN1079. Also, phone lines open, 870-935-KFINE, 870-935-5346.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the question today is, what is the craziest thing your dog has ever eaten? And on Facebook, Olivia Ford says she had a dog that ate an entire 1 pound chocolate bar, the wrapper and all of it.
Oh my goodness.
And she had a toy poodle that ate an entire quart of Kit Kat ice cream. I'm telling you, man.
That poodle was probably just wound up.
I mean, think about it. It's pretty crazy. I also posted this on my Instagram story as well. You can respond there too, which is Brandon on KFIN on Instagram.
And I'm Kelly on KFIN on Instagram.
And don't forget, unfollow Kelly today.
No.
She's not a nice person. Unfollow all the bad people in your life, which is Kelly Perry.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So David the Barrel Boy has been alerted to the fact that we started our show this morning by saying something about him, and we had proof of something that he did.
It was just a small mishap.
David is not happy with us this morning, and he says he's coming over here in a minute to confront us.
No.
He's just upset. I told you it wasn't a good idea, but Kelly told me it was going to be funny.
No, no.
And we're always trying to make people laugh. And so now Kelly has gotten us in trouble.
Listen, you have control of the buttons over there.
You told me what to do.
Mm-mm.
And I listen. I'm a good listener. So David's coming over here in a minute.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on a new fiance, I guess, a new relationship that's gone to the next level. Congratulations goes out to Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow is now engaged to a former Miss Universe. Demi Leenell Peters is her name. She was Miss Universe. There's photos of it. Tim's all excited about this, and they look like a happy couple. You can go check those photos out on the BBITM blog this morning. It's the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Got you gossip on Chris Pratt. So on his Instagram story yesterday, he announced that he was going to do the, quote, Daniel fast.
Okay.
So it's a 21-day fast, and it focuses on prayer. And those on the fast basically are set out to basically have a spiritual encounter and make themselves better and eat only certain things. So apparently it's a vegan diet with a few additional restrictions. So
right. On
the 21-day fast, he can only drink water. He can eat vegetables, fruits, whole grains, nuts, and seeds, but that's it. And on his story, he mentions that he's going to be doing press for the new Lego movie at the end of the 21 days.
Oh, wow.
At like close to the end, so he's probably going to be really hungry. And he said probably by that time he's going to be seeing hallucinations.
Oh, my gosh. He might be cranky, too.
Yeah.
Because you know what happens.
Right.
When you deprive yourself of something and all of a sudden, like, because I haven't had a whole lot of carbs this week, like as far as like bread carbs, starchy carbs.
It makes a difference.
And every time I see some type of bread on TV, I'm like, oh, I need that bread.
I know. Your mouth waters.
It's pretty crazy. Hey, gotcha gossip on Britney Spears. Of course, we know that she canceled, well, they're calling it postponed, her Vegas residency. There was an issue with her dad where he fell ill in December, and now she realizes that she really wants to spend time as he heals up with him, because family is the most important thing. So not only has she canceled the Vegas residency, she's also postponed the release of her next album.
Hmm.
So she was supposed to be putting out new music early in 2019, and now we're not so sure on when we'll get that, if it will be this year or not. But her family is at the forefront in her mind. And of course, every morning on KFine, we gotcha gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So if you had to pick, which one do you think has more bacteria? The 5-second rule where food falls into the floor and you pick it up if it's not there more than 5 seconds, or somebody double dipping?
I'm going to say the 5-second rule is worse, because like people's feet and shoes and stuff that falls on the floor that you don't think about, that's what I would think.
I would think so too, but science is showing that the double dipping actually transfers more bacteria. Because think about it from this perspective. Like, it's kind of like, if you think about it, hey, don't double dip. Like, you basically say it, but you don't really think about why it's so bad. And the reason it's so bad is because of the bacteria in other people's mouths. So let's say that, like, there's a big old thing of queso in the middle of the table and everybody's dipping into it and somebody double dips.
Mm.
Basically, you're all taking bacteria from the double dipper's mouth.
Don't be that person.
Don't be the double dipper. Also, there's something out from Costco today, and Kelly said she's going to try to buy this. It's a big old bucket of mac and cheese.
It's huge. You know how you can go get paint in one of those huge, huge containers? They're selling mac and cheese in one of those.
It's a 27-pound bucket, and it has 6 gallons of mac and cheese. It's 180 servings, and they say that the shelf life is 20 years.
Is something wrong with that?
It only costs $90. I say we get one.
Ew.
And we bring it in here. And we have mac and cheese for breakfast every day until we get sick of it.
Yummy.
Doesn't that sound fun?
No.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. Okay, fine.
Country music news
on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Dierks Bentley is getting ready for his 2019 Burning Man tour. It starts January 17th. In addition to rehearsals, it looks like he's picked up a new hobby, and that's ice skating. So there's new footage of Dierks and his buddy John Party, who's going to be touring with him. And if you've seen the comedy Blades of Glory with Will Ferrell, that's what this video reminds me of. But Dierks is dressed in this sparkly shirt and ice skates, and they're skating around the rink while it's being narrated very dramatically, and it gives dates of the tour, so it's really funny. At one point in the video, Dierks lifts John Party up over his head, like they're doing some kind of ice skating stunt, but it's a hilarious video. You need to see it. It's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
So Luke Combs has told everybody he's in the studio recording his next album already, and fans were tweeting at him saying, hey, Luke, are you going to put some of the music on there that you do at the live shows? Because a lot of that music is newer music. And they were asking about different songs that they love from the live show experience. And he says, don't worry about it, because all those songs, all those crowd favorites will be on the next album, which is coming up later on this year.
Tim McGraw released a new lyric video for Thought About You, and the video highlights the song's theme. It's love and friendship, and it's through a series of pictures. It's a really good video, but this is what it sounds like.
I thought about songs that make us feel better. I thought about faith that ties it all together. I thought about now, I thought about forever. I thought about fire and how we walk through it. The times I got it right, the times I blew it. I thought about real, I thought about good, and I thought about truth, and I thought about you.
Tim McGraw's next album is scheduled to be released later this year. You can watch the lyric video for Thought About You by heading to the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
And I think you know I'm a fan of Dan and Shay.
Mm-hmm.
They've put out acoustic versions of Tequila and Speechless, and they're amazing. You might want to check it out on the blog.
You say you'll be down in 5. The smell of your perfume is floating down the stairs. You're fixing up your hair like you do. I know that I'll be a mess the second that I see you. You won't be surprised. It happens every time. It's nothing new.
It's Dan and Shay acoustic.
It's always on a night like tonight. I thank God you can read my mind. 'Cause when you look at me with those eyes.
Here we go.
I'm speechless. Staring at you, standing there.
You can check that out. And Tequila acoustic also on the BBITM blog today at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Kelly Perry, what's on TV this weekend?
Well, basically lots of football. So tomorrow at 3:30, the Kansas City Chiefs host the Colts. And then also tomorrow, the NFC division playoffs, Los Angeles Rams host the Dallas Cowboys. I know you're going to watch that.
Heck yeah.
And then on Sunday at noon, the AFC division playoffs as well. The New England Patriots host the San Diego Chargers. And then Sunday at 3:30, New Orleans Saints host the Philadelphia Eagles.
Lots of football coming up this weekend. We have a big 50-minute music hour on the way for you. And we hope you have a great weekend. And we'll talk to you back here Monday morning on K-Fine.